Vietnam veteran Choi Wise wears the same gray hat every day.
It has three pins on there. It has the Combat Infantryman's Badge, the Vietnam Campaign Medal, and aviator wings.
He hopes those pins catch the attention of other veterans.
If they recognize that and start up a conversation, then I know that they understand at least what they symbolize. So they've got to be a vet, and that's a start. And I find that still a lot of them that I meet on the street, they don't trust the VA. They're not going
to
go in.
Wise knows this type of veteran. He used to be one. The first time he went to the VA was right after he served in the 1970s. It wasn't just the bureaucracy of the VA that made him hesitant to register. He didn't want to admit that he was struggling with PTSD. Wise says he didn't want to be defined by a diagnosis, but years later, it came to a head.
I entertained thoughts of suicide. That didn't act on them, but I didn't think it was a solution. I didn't want to miss out on my grandkids, so didn't go down that path. But it was not something I could navigate on my own.
It took him 42 years to seek counseling through the VA, and he says it turned his life around. Now he's trying to convince vets with the same struggles to sign up in an effort to bring more VA services to Homer.
I think there are a number of our veterans that are hurting.
Dr. Timothy Ballard is the director of the Alaska Veteran Affairs Healthcare System. Ballard says that there's an estimated 90,000 veterans in Alaska, the highest per capita in the country. Based on that estimate, less than half have signed up for VA services in the state. And that's a roadblock standing in the way of any attempt to expand services.
So it's very difficult for my mental health care providers across the state to be able to help these veterans out if they're not being seen, if we don't have information on them, if they're not actively using the system.
Some veterans in rural Alaska intentionally isolate themselves and don't wish to engage in government or community programs. Some vets, like Mark Landwehr, say others are more deserving of VA services. Landwehr did attempt to sign up with the VA, but he says his initial experience with the bureaucracy was negative.
Just to get all of us flakes all together and give us substandard care. Well, I have substandard care right now.
Currently, the Vet Center, another branch of the VA, provides monthly mental health services in Homer, while the VA itself provides health care services a few days per week at South Peninsula Hospital. But there isn't enough room to serve all of the veterans thought to be in the area. Alaska VA spokesperson Sam Hudson says the VA put in the paperwork to build a standalone clinic in Homer, but it's difficult to justify when less than half of the estimated veterans are registered with the VA.
Now imagine us saying, hey, we need some more things, whether it be materials, whether it be staffing, whether it be a building, whether it be whatever. Taking this for my grandfather. I'll tell my granddad, I want a motorcycle. I want a little dirt bike. You're like, why you want a dirt bike when you got a bicycle you don't use?
The VA is working to register more people in the Homer area. They're trying to rebrand a notorious system.
This is not your father's VA. We're much different. We're much better. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. But are we getting better? Absolutely.
Hudson says they are making progress in registering more people. Now it's almost a requirement for people who are separating from the military to sign up for care. But for older veterans, it continues to be a challenge. Still, veterans like Wise are not backing down. His dream is to have a vet center in Homer, a center just dedicated to serving mental health of veterans and their families. Besides now, he likes to identify himself as a vet.
I decided to quit denying that it really was a very big part of me, and it did define me. I didn't have a choice. And that was kind of not embracing it so much, but it's okay, it's time to be who I really am and stop denying this.
Wise says whether or not the VA expands its offerings in Homer, he will keep his hat on in an effort to attract more vets to its services. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.